I know you wrestle, you do jiu-jitsu, and you're into nutrition.
I am.
This Southside crew is affiliated with the group the Titanic Stone.
You're connected also to one of the America's heroes, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yes. My service to others is the rent we pay here on Earth. And hard work and also compassion and caring about people. Right, we're in this together.
That's right. We got the next mayor in the city, Jerry Joyce, here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
Greetings and peace. Welcome to The Dean Show. And I got potentially our future mayor, Jerry Joyce, in the studio. How are you, Mr. Joyce?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Very nice to meet you.
It's great to be here.
How you been?
I'm doing great.
We were just throwing around a little bit about before we started here, because we want to get to know you a little bit. And I know you wrestle, you do jiu-jitsu, and you're into nutrition.
I am. More so now than ever in my life. Fortunately, society is much more into nutrition now than it were when we were kids, at least when I was a kid. So I've learned a lot more about it. I need to do better in my own eating habits, but a lot more knowledge out there, a lot more information out there available to everyone. And I've come to learn, just based on personal experience, how important and how impactful nutrition is and what you eat is to just how you feel every day.
Absolutely.
Let alone your overall health.
Yeah, they say 95% of chronic diseases are related to the health choices, the food choices that we make. I mean, just to get into, like, say, the, you know, cancer, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women expecting to have cancer. You got chronic health issues through the roof, obesity, 70%
of diabetes.
It's crazy, you know. So it's good to see, you know, because a lot of times you'll see, unfortunately, people who are, it says something a lot. We know wrestlers in and of themselves, you know, athletes, especially wrestlers, are really hard workers and have really good work ethic.
They definitely do, as most athletes are. But
yeah. So now when we get into someone, and you could connect that to, let's say, someone tomorrow who will be in public office, right, that this also helps to have, you know, a clear mind, clear thought, you know what I mean, taking care of themselves. If someone's taking care of their body, taking care of themselves, also this helps to make a complete, holistic human being.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And athletic training and all that brings is another facet that will be helpful in the mayor's office.
Yeah. I want to do a reaction video.
Okay.
And let's get your feedback on it. How's that?
Great.
That's a MAC-10, a semi-automatic weapon originally designed for military use and illegal in Chicago.
So why do you need guns with that much firepower?
Protection. The danger is out here.
Mm-hmm.
This Southside crew is affiliated with the group the Titanic Stones. They cover their faces to conceal their identities. They actually told us they hate guns.
We ain't with this gun. I'm just doing it for survival, bro, until I could put my family and myself in a better predicament to where I need to be.
Mr. Joyce, what is your reaction when you see something like that? And what have you heard this term used for our wonderful city, Chirac?
I have heard that term. And let's start with my reaction to that. It's on different levels. So to see teenagers or young adults sitting around with automatic weapons and masked faces and talking about how they need it for protection is disheartening, disgusting on some levels, abhorrent, I don't buy into totally what the dialogue that was going on there, but nonetheless, obviously they're in a lifestyle that they are at this point committed to, which it centers around violence. I don't think protection is the only reason they're carrying guns in that situation right there. I do understand in too many neighborhoods in Chicago that guns are carried for protection, and having overexposure to that and the reasons for that is a very detrimental thing on all Chicagoans, the youth that are exposed to that, and as they grow older, it gets to a point where there's, unfortunately, probably no turning back in too many instances, practically speaking.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to do is address the not the symptoms, but the causes of what leads to a life of violence, and do that in an early age, provide alternative opportunities, alternative pathways, positive experience of positive role models. There's not enough of that going on in our city right now, at least not throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So, and anybody's that in Chicago or anywhere else is rocking around with automatic weapons on the streets of an urban area, there's no excuse for that. That's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Should not be tolerated. But it's a term Chirac. That's terrible. Terrible. No Chicagoan should be proud of that or happy to repeat it or accept it, and all the reasons associated with it. And that is so sad that nationwide we are known that way by so many people. Whether it's we're known as either the murder capital or this violent city, or now the most corrupt city in America. So neither of those are titles that Chicagoans want to have or be associated with.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of those are things I'm going to tolerate as mayor.
Yeah. I like what you said, going to the root cause, getting down to, because you see, what touched me about that is that obviously that's not acceptable, but going towards the root, because you have what can we do where you have broken homes, when you have broken homes, broken societies, and, to see where, some programs can be set for those different disenfranchised kids, for the youth, to get them off the street, because I heard a statement. I interviewed a former NFL player, and he brought this up from one of his friends, that you can't beat ignorance out of someone with a stick. You know what I mean? Force is not always, the answer. There's a lot of deep-rooted problems. I like what you said, getting down to the root of these issues, right?
It's the only way to attack this problem, and the evidence is there. I mean, given the history, how far have we gotten dealing with these issues?
Yeah.
So we need to try different things and need to emphasize things that have been things that are working and are being done right now, but they're not giving the proper resource, proper backing, proper coordination. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things as mayor that I've been saying I would want to do. Public safety is my number one issue as a candidate and as mayor, because we can get it right on every other level. If we fail on public safety, Chicago doesn't have a future.
Yeah.
And public safety has the law enforcement component, but it has so much more too. And that's what we're talking about right now.
And that's what I brought that up, because it's one of the number one things on the list, right? Tell us more about you. You're connected also to one of the America's heroes, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yes. My sister-in-law, Jamila, is Muhammad Ali's daughter. She's married to my brother, Mike. They have three children, Nadia, Amira, and Jake. They live about a mile from us. We're blessed to have them so close and in our lives. Jamila is I have to say, the nicest person you could ever meet. And that's not an exaggeration. Is anybody who meets her or knows her is just blown away how nice she is. She's the most, and I know a lot of nice, compassionate people out there, but she takes the cake. And and she's an identical twin. Her sister Rashida is also wonderful, and they're identical in so many ways. So yeah, it's been a blessing for our family to have them a part of our family.
Well, tell us more about this yourself, getting to know you, Mr. Joyce. For the people out there, you talk about, or it's known that you're a mentor to kids. You also adopted several kids of your own. Can you tell us about this?
Well, my wife and I have four children. My wife Janine.
Yeah.
We have four children. They're adopted from Guatemala. We've had them since they were infants, and we are so blessed. My son Jeremiah is 18. Our daughter Karina is 18. Our son Christian is 11. Our daughter Kaylee is 11. So we're blessed with a beautiful family and wonderful, beautiful children in so many ways. I was lucky to have a wonderful, I was involved in athletics growing up extensively. And in that, I had a lot of good coaches, wonderful people that through their experience, I learned commitment and hard work and also compassion and caring about people. Just following their examples. I know coaching and mentoring and things like that take a lot of time, and mm-hmm. it takes sacrifices because you're doing that in lieu of something else.
Yeah.
And these are people that had their own families too. So that really, I really appreciate that. It hit a chord with me. And so I've always had appreciation for coaches and mentors and people that are involved with kids. Always wanted to get involved in it myself, and I did do that. I did coach high school football, and I coached wrestling and helped start a wrestling program, and am involved in mentoring and mentorship programs. And that is what I would like to bring to the mayor's office as well,
yes.
as we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. That all ties in, helping children at their most vulnerable, at their most impactful, and at the most effective point when you can, because as things go along, problems get harder to solve and get more expensive to solve. Yeah. So,
Just going back for a minute, when I think about Muhammad Ali, I know that over 250,000 people were affected by just his charity. Not only was he a hero, like for people, a legend in the ring, but what really impacted people was who he was outside of the ring, how he gave back. And there's a famous quote of him talking about the service
to others,
the rent
is the rent we pay here.
What is it again?
The service to others is the rent we pay here on earth.
And this is when people are in those positions of authority, of that they hold mayor, be it president, whatever. They have the biggest responsibility now. They have one of the biggest responsibilities to make these things happen. You know, what is it to you when you hear a quote like that?
I grew up knowing Muhammad Ali as a boxer.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, it wasn't until later in life that I realized what a humanitarian, what a wonderful, what a great person this was, the greatest. And that's apropos. As far as elected officials and people in public office, I do believe that that is a public trust, and that is public trust. Awesome, awesome responsibility, an awesome position to, first of all, be honored by the election, the trust that people put in you, for those who are elected to win election, and then to have the responsibility to carry that out, to abide by their wishes, to represent them. I think that is it's virtually sacred. Mm-hmm. I take that very seriously, and I hope I am elected, and I would I hope I can live up to the representation and wishes of Chicagoans.
Where can people now, they just got a little bit of taste about you, where can people, if they want to learn more about you, and where can they look you up?
We have a website. Yeah. It's jerryjoyce2019.com. We have 7 days to go. Mm-hmm. Election's a week away. It's been a wonderful experience. We're hitting the ground running here into the final week. Feel good about things, but turnout is a question in these municipal races lately. So I urge, one, everybody to go to our website, and two, if you like what we stand for, what I stand for, how I want to lead this city, please express that likeness by coming out to vote.
Thank you very much. And hopefully,
thank you so much for having me. This is great. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And God willing, that if you're elected, like, we can always remember, you know, what you were saying, that being in the service of people and really giving back to make humanity better, to do our small part to really make a difference while we're on this earth.
Right, we're in this together.
That's right.
The difference.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you guys for tuning in to The Dean Show. We'll see you every week. Subscribe if you haven't already. Until next time, peace be with you.
Peace be with you.